the body scan practice. Come in to lie or sit in your chosen posture. Being aware of your presence in this space, in this moment. Allowing your eyes to close or lowering the gaze of your eyes if you prefer. Maybe noticing the temperature, any sounds, perhaps acknowledging the support underneath you, and becoming aware of the points of contact with the support. Allowing your weight to rest evenly onto it and to release into it, being present and aware. Perhaps acknowledging this as time and space for you. There's nothing else that you need to be doing and nowhere else you need to be during this practice. Maybe releasing any unspoken words, letting go of any unfinished activities, granting yourself permission to be here exactly as you are in this moment. And now guiding your awareness to the breath in the body. Perhaps connecting with the support on an inhalation and resting a little deeper into the support with the exhalation. Exploring the gentle movements the body makes as you breathe. Flowing, moving, and being with each breath. Perhaps becoming aware of where you feel the breath the most in the body. And resting your attention lightly here. Noticing this as a place to focus and to return to whenever you notice you've been distracted. It can act as a tether, a connection to the present moment, to the here and now. So maybe noticing the nature of each breath, the length, depth, and rhythm of the breath. Any movements that occur in the body here as you inhale and exhale. Maybe noticing any spaces and stillness between the breaths. Each breath anew. Each breath connecting you with your life in this moment. If you notice your attention has moved away from the breath, then noting what has taken it away, and without pushing anything away, and without judgment, guiding your attention back to focus on the breathing. It's simply connecting again with the inhalation or exhalation. This breath and this moment. After the next exhalation, gathering your attention and moving it gently down the body, down one leg and to the toes of that foot. Turning all your attention towards the sensations in the toes. Perhaps noticing the very tip of the little toe, the toenail, or where the toes touch one another, or the space between the toes. Exploring any sensations, or if there's very little sensation, then noticing this too. Continuing to widen your awareness and discovering the sensations in the whole of the foot. Maybe noticing and feeling the contact with the air, clothing, or weight of the blanket on the skin. Perhaps noticing the points of contact with the support. Or maybe sensing the shape, size and weight of the foot. Exploring the ball pad, instep, heel and top of the foot. Perhaps exploring deep within, feeling the bones, blood flow. Maybe noticing any tingling, twitching, or any stillness. We're noticing what we feel rather than what we think we should feel. We're not needing anything to be in any particular way. Not needing to decide if it's good or bad, if we like or dislike the sensation. But merely observing what is. And now moving your attention to the ankle, becoming aware of any sensations here. Perhaps noticing what it is touching, the front, sides and back of the ankle. Any tightness, stiffness, lightness. And then moving your attention from the foot and ankle to the lower leg. Maybe noticing sensations deep within the lower leg. The tiny movements like the blood flow, a tingling of circulation, aching or trembling. Or maybe noticing the expanse, the weight of the lower leg, the space here within and around the skin. The mind is likely to drift away from the point of focus to distractions such as thinking, planning, wondering, judging, or pain. And when we notice this, we kindly guide it back to focus on the physical sensations in this part of the body. So now exploring the sensations in the knee. Perhaps noticing the bend, the connection with the upper and lower leg. maybe sensations behind the kneecap or on the surface of the skin. And move into the upper leg, perhaps noticing the sense of touch, such as clothing or air on the skin, the hairs on the legs, any tingling, softness, warmth. Maybe noticing the points of contact with the support, with the other leg, or with your hands. Noticing any tightness, lightness, heaviness. Maybe feeling movements within and the movements on the surface of the skin, the front, back and side of the leg. If you become aware of any distractions that arise, such as feelings of frustration, boredom or agitation, or find yourself lost in thinking and planning, acknowledging this without needing to push anything away, but then choosing to guide your attention back to the body. Holding the whole leg in awareness, feeling its presence, and then after the next exhalation, placing your attention of the leg gently down and moving it along to the pelvis, across and down to the toes on the other foot. Noticing the sensations here in the toes on this foot. Or maybe there's a lack of sensation, and acknowledging this as your experience. Gently widening your awareness to include the whole of the foot and ankle. Maybe noticing the sensations on the surface of the skin, the temperature, air, or clothing. Or sensations from within. Moving towards the sensations in your lower leg now. Maybe like suddenly waking up to the sense of the lower leg for the first time. Allowing your curiosity, freedom to explore and discover whatever is present. Perhaps a tingling, twitching, throbbing or aching. Maybe warmth, lightness, or softness. Including your knee. So maybe exploring the sensations at the back of the knee, behind the kneecap, and deep within. Guiding your attention now to the sensations in the upper leg. Perhaps noticing the temperature, the expanse, and the weight of the upper leg. What has contact with this part of the body and the sensations that creates? Or maybe sensations within. Feeling a heaviness maybe. A lightness. Any aching, twitching or stillness. Now holding the whole of the leg in your awareness and being present with this sensation, before placing your awareness of the leg gently down and guiding your attention up through the pelvis. Maybe feeling the weight of the buttocks on the support. Exploring the spread of the skin, the support of the bones. And if you experience any discomfort during the practice, maybe exploring how it feels to either mindfully adjust your posture or to encourage an openness and softness, as though breathing into and out from this area, softening with the inhalation and releasing on an exhalation. Exploring the sensations as they are, beneath any layers of thought, worry, or fear. Maybe noticing if these sensations vary. Perhaps exploring their true nature, the ebb and flow within these feelings. Alternatively, you may choose to guide your attention back to another point of focus, such as the breath. Now, guiding your attention to the lower part of the torso, exploring the sensations in the lower back. Maybe noticing the curve, feeling the movement of the spine with each inhalation and exhalation. Maybe feeling the expansion and release at the back and at the sides of the lower back. And including the abdomen. So maybe noticing how the tummy moves with each breath, rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Maybe feeling the movement within or on the surface of the skin. Every new breath connecting you with every new moment. Maybe feeling any knots, tightness, or softness. There may be gurgling or rumbling, lightness or fullness. Simply noticing each individual sensation. And then guiding your attention to the upper back and chest. Maybe acknowledging the movement of the spine, each vertebra, each rib, as well as the space between them. Perhaps feeling the movement of the breath here, the back, the sides and front of the upper body. Maybe becoming aware of the points of contact with the support or the clothing on your skin. And if you're seated, you may notice if your torso has dropped slightly and encourage a lift in the upper body, turning your attention deep within to maybe feeling the heartbeat, sensing the lungs, or the movement of the diaphragm. Encouraging patience, acceptance, and kindness to be with you in each moment. Now holding the whole of your upper body in awareness, and on the next exhalation, moving from the focus here and guiding it across the shoulders and down the arms into the fingers of both hands. Inviting interest to explore the sensations in each hand. Maybe discovering the very tips of the little fingers, and then each individual finger. The spaces between them, or the points of contact with one another, or what they're resting on. Perhaps sensing the air on the skin, or any jewellery. Perhaps noticing if they're clenched, resting open or closed. Drawing your attention maybe to the shape of the hands, the creases or curves, any dryness or softness. And then locating the sensations in the wrists and lower arms. Feeling within and on the surface of the skin. Noticing any sensations, as well as the lack of sensations. Moving gently through the arms to the elbows and upper arms. Perhaps feeling the weight, any softness or stillness. Bringing your attention back to the sensations in the body whenever it becomes distracted. After the next exhalation, letting your attention of the hands and arms fade as you gather your attention to feel the shoulders and neck. Maybe noticing if they're hunched, tight, soft or at ease. And adjusting your posture if it feels more comfortable. Noticing the physical sensations in the throat. Maybe getting a sense of the air or clothing on the skin. And then guiding your attention to move from your shoulders and neck to explore your head and face. Perhaps becoming aware of the points of contact with the cushion. Maybe getting a sense of the hair. Perhaps noticing the sensations around your ears. Maybe noticing the shape or any sensations inside. It may draw your attention to sounds, to hearing. And then guiding your focus to the jaw and mouth. Maybe noticing any movement here, any tightness, grinding, or any stillness. Maybe noticing any taste within the mouth, dryness or moisture. Perhaps noticing where the tongue is resting, and getting a sense of the teeth or each individual tooth. Allowing your experience to be as it is and letting go of any tendency or desire to see it as good or bad. And guiding your attention back openly and kindly if it drifts away. Guiding your focus to explore the cheekbones. Maybe noticing the air on the skin. And becoming aware of the nose. If you breathe through the nose, maybe noticing the temperature of the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Noticing where you feel the breath. Or becoming aware of any smells. And then moving to focus on the eyes. Maybe there's a sense of stillness to the eyes. Or maybe you notice they're flickering, twitching. If your eyes are closed, maybe you notice lightness or darkness behind the eyelids. Any sensations of the eyelashes, the eyebrows. Holding the whole face and head in your awareness. And after the next exhalation, gently placing that down as you guide your attention to the body as a whole. Becoming aware of the breath in the body and the movement of the body with each breath. Connecting with your presence in this space, in this moment. Maybe noticing the points of contact with the support. Hearing the sounds around you. Noticing the temperature. And in your mind's eye, picturing where you are, as though seeing yourself in this space. Allowing yourself time to adjust, to stretch and move, tuning into what the body needs as the practice draws to an end. And then after the sound of the bells, very gently opening your eyes.